with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I have been woefully inept all day. We are at the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I have yet to mention that when we came back. So,
and you just busted yourself.
Right,
live.
I'm busted. So shame on me. But Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens are a great supporter of this organization, that being the Grilling Guys, Inc. And we appreciate their support and all they do for us. But anyway, Barbecue Bob, we're talking about dogs. And you're looking at some toppings, and we're looking at what you're calling a Chicago dog. I think there's a few versions of that, but what's yours?
Well, a Chicago dog is just what I've always run into in Chicago. They do them all the same way. It's just a nice Vienna on a nice bun. They put a slice of pickle down the side, and they put a pepper down the other side, and you put some mustard and onion on it.
And it's a pickled pepper. It's not necessarily a red hot one, but it can be. I mean, there's varieties, right?
Yeah,
you want them hot or you want them
They're very
mild.
Often like a red chili pepper or something, and they're kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
I will do, I'll slice up jalapenos lengthwise and slide in some slivers of that down there. Not mm-hmm. too much, not so it's overbearing, because you still have a pickle wedge on the other side. So, I mean, you want to taste the hot dog.
Right, right. Sometimes
it's got to be a big fat Vienna, though.
Yeah, and sometimes those are on a poppy seed bun. That the hot dog bun will have some black little poppy seeds on it, too. I've seen those in a Chicago dog.
Could be.
Yeah.
There's a company there called Vienna. And they tend to have the outlets all over the place. And that's the one I always find at O'Hare when I'm flying through Chicago. I always get them at O'Hare.
Right.
And I love them.
Yep.
The company's called Vienna. But it's really easy to make. I mean, just a nice – and again, if you're going to make a hot dog, make a big beefy one, whatever meat it's made out of. But make a good size one. Don't get the skimpy. And then make sure you have a bun that is sturdy enough to hold up on it. Because the last thing you want is a mess in your lap as you're trying to eat a hot dog that's loaded.
Right. Yep, your hot dog roll needs to be have some consistency to it. Yeah, exactly.
So some people like ketchup on their hot dog. I take the Dirty Harry route, and I find that despicable. Clint Eastwood broke me of the ketchup habit when I was little.
Yeah. See, I still like my ketchup.
Yeah. But. So maybe you'll like this, like a spiced ketchup.
So what are you spicing it with?
Well, one of the spice ketchups is a Bloody Mary spice ketchup. And that's got horseradish in it and some hot sauce, a little celery salt and Worcestershire. And so it's just like the perfect bloody you would make, but it's going on your hot dog.
Mm-hmm. And so you make that in a little bowl and
yeah.
Pour the regular ketchup in there and then start spicing it.
Yeah.
Get it where you need it. But that'd be good. Horseradish.
You know,
well, horseradish gets close to a cocktail sauce.
It does.
In the Worcestershire, too.
It does.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess if you're going to do a bunch of dogs for people, let's back it up a little bit. Everybody tries to outthink themselves or their neighbor on the grill to create that grill envy, right?
Right.
So how about a hot dog bar? It's so fun and so easy. And I mean, everybody loves a hot dog.
Right.
And you found that out on your job site. You're serving at Standard Kitchens. You've got a couple of young ladies running around feeding all your crews, right?
Well, yeah. All of our contractor customers that are on the job site, we bring them a complimentary lunch. We just set it up with them. Next whatever day we're going to be here, whoever's there, any contractor, any of the trades, we feed them that day. Just
Can you give us the route?
What? Yeah. No, it varies daily, whoever we've got scheduled to do it. But anyway, the point there was we switched up from regular hot dogs to German dogs, and they're a little more flavorful, and they've been smoked, so they're already cooked. And all we do is roll them on the grill to give them some grill marks and get them hot.
And that's just fine, because guess what? Every hot dog's already been cooked.
Right.
So you're not cheating by getting something smoked like that and throwing
right.
it on. That's actually the more closely associated to, like, the original wiener,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
It's a German wiener, and mm-hmm. that's where they come from.
Right.
There's actually, no city in Germany called hot dog.
Right. That's where that's actually we get them at Sobeys. He makes them, and he calls them his German wiener.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he does. So, yeah, they're wonderful. And we've got huge reviews. I was sharing with Bob earlier that last year when we did the wagon, we were two burgers for every dog we served, and it's flipped this year that they really just are real happy with this German dog.
Which is great because actually cooking on a mobile platform, the simpler the cook, the better.
Yeah, that's where we were.
Yeah.
Right? And these are college interns, these two young ladies. They're actually daughters of a couple of our team members.
Well, hopefully they're not really pretty, so you distract the workers.
Well, or maybe hopefully they are. And in this case, they are both pretty young women, and they do a great job for us, and we're getting great reviews for them on the job site. But anyway,
that's awesome.
Some of the toppings that go on that. I'm a diced onion guy. Right, I love not a heavy chop, but just a real fine chop.
Right,
and then it's easier to buy this than make it, but you can make it. Is the little dill? They're chopped up real fine dill pickle that goes on there. Those are
dill relish.
Yeah, dill, yeah. But not the sweet stuff.
No, it's dill relish.
Dill relish. Yeah, you can buy that at most stores. Sweet relish, not my favorite as much, but then you always got the peppers that you can put.
I think that's why Chicago dog is popular, because it's not sweet. It goes to the spicy side. It's got that dill spear down it,
right,
which would be your dill relish.
Right.
And like maybe a mustard. We've got here roasted garlic mustard. That sounds pretty cool. You wrap 8 cloves in garlic foil. You love roasting garlic.
Yep.
Roast them for 30 minutes at 400 degrees. You love wrapping stuff in foil. Squeeze out the
only because it works.
Squeeze out the garlic out of its skin into a puree, and then you put it in a half cup of Dijon or whatever mustard's in your fridge.
Right.
It'll all work.
Yep.
And then here's the deal: you throw in a third to a half cup of real maple syrup, and then some salt and pepper. So it's going to be. I'm thinking
it's a sweet mustard dip.
I think it's going to be pretty unique, and that I have not made either. But I roast garlic all the time, and I just put them in muffin tins and roast them.
You know, our friends at Old World Olive Company have a creamy garlic mustard that I have at home, and I busted it out over the 4th of July, and the three people that were at my table eating, they're like, what is that? That is amazing. I've never had mustard like that. It was right off this recipe. The only thing that wasn't in it was the maple syrup, but it was a creamy, came in, you know, one of their little jars of mustard. Yeah. And I got it at Old World Olive Company the last time I was in there. So,
nice. Yeah,
that's a cool one, too. So
I feel robbed. I've never seen it.
Well, if you don't want to make it, you can buy it. Is
it one
I'm
of
saying.
Those tapenades?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. But it's just creamy mustard.
Nice.
Is all it is. So, yeah,
you know, and when you're doing hot dogs, again, this kind of goes back to if you want a hot dog bar, guess what? All you got to do is grill a ton of hot dogs, and you should grill twice as many as you think you're going to need, because if you do the rest of this stuff, everybody's doubling up.
Right. Right, cheese is another one. Whether you go with crumbled blue cheese or whether you go with the shredded Colby or the Monterey Jack or sharp cheddar adds a great profile to a dog. But shred it up quite fine because you want it to kind of evenly melt over a hot dog rather than being chunks of cheese that you bite and then all you're tasting is cheese and not the dog itself. Because I'm with you, Bob. I want a little bit of dog flavor in every bite. But.
Mm-hmm. So another thing you can do is a dill mustard. And you just take basic cheap yellow mustard and you chop up a quarter cup of finely chopped dill pickles and white onions. And then you put in a tablespoon of chopped fresh dill. So the onions and the dill giving you a different aromatic flavor profile to the mustard. Just to kind of get away from the basic mustard, because especially your cheap yellow mustard, it can be a little bit overpowering if you're just putting that on.
Right.
And if you put it on too heavy. So these are just some profiles you can do. And whether you do a hot dog bar or you just make some cool little toppings for your hot dogs, those are some ideas for you.
All right. Coming up next, Chili's or Coney's, which is your preference? Stick with us. We'll be back.